Hello, I'm Siobhan Sarna, founder of SIBO SOS and Chronic Condition Rescue. I'm here with Stephen Wright. He is one of the first people to educate the world about gut health on the internet. I know he's very young. Seriously, he did it like when he was even younger. Stephen, when did you start marketing educational information on the internet?
2009.
Okay.
End of it, or August 09.
Yeah. So that's phenomenal. I know you've helped so many, millions of people to heal their leaky gut and definitely get better. Stephen is going to be talking about today in this series that we do with him, the sort of potpourri effect of bloating, constipation, diarrhea, acid imbalances, and some special molecules that can really help, and digestive enzymes. So as I've been going through the educational process online and helping people since 2016, I have noticed that there's a couple of things that are consistently overlooked. And you have done a really great job in helping to fill those gaps. And what I want to do is shout from the mountaintops today about what we can do to help with some of those symptoms. So, I'd love to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We have a couple of shout outs, and that is Be Nice or Be Gone, easy. And also, if you have a question for Stephen, please put it in the Q&A box in your Zoom. If you have a chat with technical issues, pop it into the chat. Otherwise, if you could refrain from chatting, it really helps us stay focused. That being said, Stephen, let's get started. Okay. Stephen, let's start with bloating, man. If someone is bloated, what is one of the first things that we can do to help ourselves? And what does it mean to you if someone's bloated? What does your brain, your engineer brain, think? Gut health expert brain think.
So it's the end of the holiday season. Some people might have gone for it. And so, yeah, bloating could just be something you've been dealing with for many years, or it could be, it could have come back. I think I love to look at things at different layers, different levels, because everything is all related and there is no one size fits all for any one body. And it also changes over your lifetime. And so you might've been fine. The holidays could have happened. The kids got sick. The in-laws came and crashed your house and it just went sideways. And now you're bloated for the first time in your life. So these are all factors, but the most important thing is, like, bloating equals too much gas in the gut. Like, that's like as simple as you could boil it down, is you fermented your food. And by you, I mean, your bugs inside of you fermented your food. They gave off gas and it was more gas than normal. And so now you're feeling discomfort. You're feeling upset. You're feeling distension. And that's literally bloating. So we have to ask them some just basic questions then. Why were the bugs having a feast? You know, why did they get your Christmas dinner and you did not? And so that's a really important question to ask. And typically it's because they were allowed to, meaning it's not that they were, they did a break and entering and they sort of surprised you. It's that, no, actually you left the food out for them. And,
right,
you know, if we leave food on the ground in our kitchen, it should be no surprise if ants show up. Right. So typically in a bloating scenario, you are unable to break down the food you're eating, whatever diet you're on right now. I don't care if it's standard American diet or elimination diet of all the things. If you're currently unable to break apart that food and then absorb that food into your own body, it will be left over for other things to have a feast. And the outcome of that feast will be life in the form of microbes and their gas.
And their gas, which leads to this distension and this bloating. So when it comes to breaking down the food before the critters get to eat it, that's where digestive enzymes really come in. That's what I think. And that's what I see when people are like, oh, I've already tried digestive enzymes and I'm still bloated. I'm like, which digestive enzymes did you try? And, you know, when are you eating them or taking them and that kind of thing? So can you go over some basics for people who are just joining us for the first time, and reminder for those who've been with us for a while about what we need to be thinking about when it comes to digestive enzymes, because they are the most, I think, overlooked first level of defense in digestive issues.
Yeah. So we have three, I mean, there's four main enzyme areas. There's the stomach enzyme, there's the pancreatic enzymes, there are brush water enzymes, and there are microbiome enzymes. You could have a problem in one of these areas or all of these areas, but together they sort of would be what I would call digestive enzymes. And so it is really easy in today's chronically stressed world for you to be too sympathetic in your nervous system, meaning you're too, you're not taking enough downtime, you're not breathing enough, you're not doing your yoga or your meditation or your exercise, your whatever it is you do to get into a rest and digest state. And that is 100% normal. If you throw on a like me, like you have a company you're trying to build, you have people that depend on you, you have a family, you have kids. Now it's like crazy easy. Throw in some blue light and some EMFs and, you know, boom, your body is kind of under load all the time. And then this drains down your capacity to do just daily things. You add in aging, you know, especially over 50, that's when things really start to break down. It's super easy to begin to have decreased output of pancreatic enzymes. That's, you know, one of the first things that goes. And then if you have any sort of carbohydrate digestion related issues, like you consider yourself sensitive to foods that are normal vegetables, plants in general, or starches, that is typically a brush water enzyme issue as well. And then oftentimes we end up downstream with having a sort of fermentable fiber or fiber related issue, which is a microbiome enzyme problem. And that's super easy, right? We've all had people who don't have antibiotics at this point, or people who haven't had like chlorine water and all kinds of stuff that are messing with their microbiome, like they're probably not on this call right now because they're healthy and living their life and on a hippie commune somewhere because they don't have the internet. The rest of us are in a world where our microbiome is assaulted all the time. And so the bugs in a healthy microbiome make really cool enzymes that take, they break down really complex polysaccharides and fermentable matter in our food, and they make it less gassy. Frankly, that's what the research shows. And so when these enzymes go sideways, just due to age, due to infection, due to stress, your tolerance, your capacity to break down food decreases, and then your tolerance to the food decreases. And what's left over is you get less nutrients and the bugs get more nutrients.
So what should we, so do we eat? So let's talk about holozyme, which is that very special digestive enzyme that you formulated. What makes it different than me going to GNC or going to Amazon or whatever and just getting like, oh, digestive enzyme, that sounds good. Or, oh, I've heard about this brand or that brand. So talk to us about holozyme because it is different.
Yeah. So number one, holozyme has all three layers of enzymes in it. So it has the pancreatic enzymes, the brush water enzymes, and the microbiome specialty enzymes. Your enzyme products under $30 or under $40 do not have those. They can't afford to make the product like that. Beyond that, we also include a blend of enzymes that make it so it works under any pH range. So we don't assume that your body's, you know, like perfectly optimal and can, you know, function perfectly. And so we have something called an active blend that basically makes sure the enzymes work no matter how banged up you are, how stressed you are. And then finally, we have a patented blend of minerals that activates the enzymes. And so this basically, think of it like a supercharger or a turbocharger. Like regular car is good, can get you from A to B as long as it's able to, you know. If you add a supercharger to it or a turbocharger to it, it gets the job done significantly faster, significantly better. And so, and also sort of guarantees in this case with enzymes, it sort of guarantees that they're going to work from meal to meal. And so that is why holozymes is different. We're trying to cover I'm trying to think of every potential way that you could be having an enzyme issue, and I'm trying to make sure it's covered because I have no way to test you for each of those enzymes. No one does. And I have no idea if you're going to be stressed today and not stressed tomorrow, if you're going to be super healthy this week, and then next week you're going to go out to dinner and have, you know, whatever you have at dinner. I want the product to work under a range of conditions for myself as well as for everybody else. And so that's what's gone in. That's the development of the Hozyme. We're actually in version 6 now of the formula.
Cool. Tarana was wondering, hi Tarana, if you could hold up a bottle. Do you have a bottle there to hold up?
Yeah.
And we have a coupon for you, $15 off, that's applied automatically at discount, or at checkout, I should say. So Clarissa, if you want to pop the link in the chat, that would be great. And yes, everybody's going to get the recording. And yes, I see your questions. So that's what it looks like. Yep. So this is Steven's proprietary formulation and blend that, okay, you, what makes it also different is your Facebook group. So, I mean, we have a Facebook group, SIBO SOS. It's awesome. Come join us if you've got SIBO issues. 30,000 people in there talking about SIBO. Like, it's awesome. Steven has a Facebook group that talks about the supplements that his company creates, and he has health coaches to help you. And that also makes this so different when you are working with Steven's formulation. So tell us a little bit about the Facebook group, because that's so different. But no, I don't know anyone else who does that, Steven.
Yeah, so we have a Facebook group, as well as we have health coaches. All of our customer care team are trained in health coaching. Most of them have like 5 certifications. They've trained in all kinds of things. And they're a lot like us. They've had issues for a long time and they want to give back. They're really helpful. And so we try to make sure that you understand how to titrate up Holozymes or any product, frankly, because the problem with prescription medications, and you can see this, right? Like if you go to the doctor and you get a prescription for like an antidepressant and you come back and they say it doesn't work, you say it doesn't work, I don't feel anything, they up the dose. That's titration. They do it in pharmaceuticals and you should be doing this with your doctor or with the company's help for all nutraceuticals as well. Unfortunately, that's not the standard of practice yet in this world, and we're trying to change that. Because I know how frustratingly and soul crushing sometimes it can be to get like so hyped about something like, wow, this product says it's going to do exactly what I need. I've been searching for months for this. Holy cow. And then you get your hopes up and then it doesn't work at all and ends up in the supplement graveyard. And that is sad. It hurts every time. It takes you down a rung or two. The problem is that if you've been a practitioner, which not all of you have, I have, what you learn is that you can have the best product in the world for that category. And if you see like 50 people in a row on that product, you start to realize that like 30 of the 50 people will do the standard dose, but 10 of those 50 are going to need an increased dose and 10 of the people might need a decreased dose. And so we really want to educate the world that there needs to be a talk and a conversation about titration of products, because like I said, some days the kids are melting down, the world is melting down. Some days you're on top of the world and you're not stressed at all. And these things all impact our digestion on a moment to moment basis. So understanding your products, how you can use them, just like you understand that you might have a really bad headache, you can take one Tylenol. If it doesn't work, you could take two. Like that's a titration. If the problem doesn't go away, you take more. You understand how to use that product in your household. I want you to understand how to use enzymes in this case, similarly, if you're not getting the results you want.
Which is service after the sale. I love that. Please put your questions in the Q&A box so I can manage them. I'd really appreciate it. So we've got a couple of other questions and they're about tributyrin. So we're going to change gears a little bit. If you haven't tried Holozyme, I definitely recommend it. It's $15 off your cart when you order through our link, and you also have free shipping in the US. So that, and it's automatically applied at checkout when you use our link. So that's really nice. Steven, you know, loves us. We love Steven, and he's truly devoted to helping people get well. The Facebook group you're invited to after you place your order. So it's very product centric because they're just people in there who have the products from Steven, and that's what it's all about. So I wanted to ask you about tributyrin X, Steven, because that's a molecule that you're really on the forefront of educating people about in the world. And you're the first person I ever heard about it from. I've seen it here and there since, but you're really leading the way. What is it and how can it help us? And while you're doing that, I have to go get my water. I just left it. So I'm gonna let you get started.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys have heard this before or have experienced this before, but for many years, I took probiotics. I took 50 billion CFU per dose. I took 15 strains in a 75 billion per dose. I took spore-based probiotics. Most of the time I didn't notice anything. And sometimes I did notice something and then it seemed to like go away very quickly. The hype and the hope was that probiotics and prebiotics were going to revolutionize gut health. They were going to normalize constipation or diarrhea. They were going to help with leaky gut and food sensitivities, any sort of pain you might have, inflammation, leaky gut. Like, this was the hope and the promise of probiotics and prebiotics. And I was significantly let down. I struggled to implement them in practice. Every doctor I know struggles to know exactly what combination of these probiotics and prebiotics to use with people. And this is just one of these things that gnaws at me at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. because from an engineering lens, we should be able to boil this down to just like I was trying to boil down bloating. Bloating is literally extra gas from your bugs eating the food you're supposed to get. Like, that's a very simple explanation. Like, if I can get to that point with something, that means I totally understand it. So this would just keep me awake. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that it kind of dawned on me that it's not that like probiotics are bad or prebiotics are bad. It's just that the outcome of that combination is what we want. And for whatever reason, we can't get it in people who are having these digestive upset scenarios. Like, what we want is a healthy microbiome with all kinds of great strains of bugs, probiotics, if you will, and your ability to eat prebiotics and fermentable foods of all types. And together they make metabolites. They make poop as well. In this case, it's metabolites. And the most beneficial is butyrate. And so we want a lot of butyrate. A healthy gut, a resilient gut has a ton of butyrate. It's literally the protector of the gut. It is the one hallmark to focus on if you're focusing on anything as far as a resilient, happy, healthy gut. And so the question was, how come it's so confusing with prebiotics and probiotics and things like this to get the butyrate? Like, that's what we want. And at the end of the day, to me, the solution came down to, it's because it's too deficient in there to begin with, that the stuff we're using isn't able to stick. It's not able to actually make the difference we want it to make because the conditions that we are putting it into are not right for it. And so then the obvious answer was, we should supplement, like, just like how we, I'm still finding the right analogies for these. So clearly I haven't got it completely down, like bloating, but you know, in a way, like if you break your bone, we still set the bone to let it rest and reset. In a way, what it dawned on me is we should be able to insert butyrate and reset the gut and let it rest and reset, and then bring the probiotics and the prebiotics back in and the fermentable vegetables and things like that. And then boom, have this healthy gut again. When I tried to implement that with early generations of butyrate products like sodium butyrates and CalMag butyrates, I just couldn't really get it to work. It was very hit or miss. I struggled with the smell. The dosing didn't really seem intuitive to me. There seemed to be like real concerns with upper limits on sodium butyrate and things like this in the studies. And so that's when I discovered that there was this new generation of a molecule called tributyrin. And it had been around for years, but it had just been kind of forgotten because it's really hard to work with. It's very fragile. And it's very, if oxygen hits it, it like goes nuts, it gets bad. So for the most part, people stopped working with it. But the research on it was amazing. Like, the research showed that you could give IV sodium butyrate an oral tributyrin, and you could get better blood plasma levels of butyric acid with the oral tributyrin than with an IV of sodium butyrate. Like, if you see that kind of data in a human, wow, you're like, holy cow, that molecule is significantly superior, because IV should always be oral dosing in almost every scenario. Like that's just how it works in the body. And so that's when I got really excited about this and found a researcher in Spain who spent 30 years on butyric acid. So he's even more into it than I am. And that's he educated me, and he, you know, he had developed and we co-developed a product where we try to protect the tributyrin. We try to make it the purest in the world. Like, if you ask any other company, what's the purity on your tributyrin? The majority of them are going to be 55%. And then the question is, what is the other 45%? And if you ask them that, they're going to probably tell you that seed oils. Ours is 99.9% tributyrin, wow, because of his proprietary technology. And then we have a true enteric capsule that makes sure it gets through the stomach. No matter what's going on for you, it should get through there. And together, that combination of attributes really makes a difference when it, compared to a lot of other butyrates on the market. And it helps fill in that gap where we can bring in a product, stabilize the gut, reset the gut, let it rest and reset, and then reintroduce the probiotics and the prebiotics and things like this. And finally have a way to like get people out of the chronic spiraling of elimination diets and things like this that we're all stuck in.
So, you know, we talk about what's the difference between the healthy gut, you know, the line of supplements that you created. And like, I think you and I one day in like 5 minutes counted 10 differences. And for me, one is enough. Like, one difference is enough. It's 99% tributyrin. I mean, like right there, that is huge. You've got a Facebook group to support. That's another. Steve has this long history of gut health issues that he has resolved. We didn't really talk about that in the beginning. Sorry about that. So that's another thing. It's just like, if your hairdresser has curly hair, you know, going to that hairdresser is going to help you because she has the same kind of hair you have. Okay. We'll work on our analogies, but you get the idea. You know, that's what we're talking about here. We're really talking about someone who has the right background, and then he's an engineer. And then where his heart and mind are in terms of intent of trying to help the world. So it's $15 off, automatically applied at checkout. It's free shipping in the US. We have someone who's asking about Germany. How is the shipping to Germany going? Do you have any custom issues typically, Stephen?
The countries in the EU and around the world that we ship to are kind of constantly always changing in flux depending on the worldwide events. But I do think Germany's just fine right now. We use a passport as a service that we use. And then we also have a new distribution outlet, Amerita Nutrition out of the UK. So you can also just order from those guys.
Okay. And Jana is saying, how do you take this one a day before meals with enzymes or ?
So the recommended dosage is 2 per meal. If you're a super sensitive person, you can definitely start with a sprinkle or 1 per meal. Ideally, people will take it right at the beginning of the meal, but most of the time I take mine at the end of the meal. I would say the ideal dosing is at the beginning of the meal, but don't shame yourself or blame yourself if you forget and you take it at the end.
Okay. And then does this help build the mucin layer? Does Tributyrin X help build the mucin layer?
Tributyrin X would, yes. Tributyrin X and butyric acid in general increases something called MUC2. And the MUC2 process is basically like the gas pedal for excreting more mucus. So it's like the pathway, the gene pathway, and the on-off pathway to excreting a bunch of mucus. So yes, butyric acid is super critical for mucin layer thickness.
And then would you please talk about how to use an increased dose of Holozyme and Tributyrin X if you're having loose stool flares? She doesn't know why. Hey, Carla. And then also let's talk about if Tributyrin X happens to cause you any constipation, because that was another question.
Yeah. So Tributyrin X can be titrated just like Holozyme. So before we had Tributyrin X and somebody was in like a loose stool flare, I would always tell them to start doubling their enzymes. So go from 2 to 4, go from 4 to 6, I know that's not a double, but you could go to 8 if you wanted to. Most people don't need to go above 6 per meal. If you get to 6 and you're still having loose stools, then I would increase your HCL if you're doing that. If not, you would do tributarine increase. We have some folks who go into flare mode, and it's, you know, totally related to their hormones and stress and what's happening in the world. And they'll have to ramp up quickly to, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 per day of tributarine X to get it under control. And then as things stabilize, stay there for 5 to 7 days, and then maybe start to drop down a pill or two, because your goal is to get back down to some sort of homeostasis dosage. There's no issue with staying at 12 a day or anything like that. Human studies have gone up to 42,000 milligrams per day without any serious side effects. They just had some nausea and some blood sugar dysregulation, but that would be like almost a whole bottle a day. So if you're at 12 a day, that's not even close to that. But in general, you would hope that over the coming weeks and months, you could go from 12 down to 10, 10 down to 8, as you get more control and heal up whatever inflammation or whatever thing was going on there.
Guys, when you check out, the 15% should be automatically applied, like at the math at the checkout. I know, Cindy, you're saying it's not there. So you don't need to buy more than one bottle. So just keep looking. I'm going to let
just put in, or you can just put in the coupon code. Some people, you know, have all kinds of pop-up blockers and all kinds of technology issues these days. So
thank
put
you.
In,
that's a good point.
What is it? SIBO, SOS, or?
Probably.
I think it's SIBO, SOS. So just type in the coupon code in the cart or the checkout, and it should show up.
Okay, great. SIBO, SOS. Yes. All right. Before we get off, you know, past the point of no return about being able to talk about something new, let's talk about prebiotics and postbiotics. And can you define those for us, if you would? Because I think people are familiar with probiotic, but what's a pre and a postbiotic?
Well, I guess we missed the constipation part of tributarine X. So,
oh, sorry. No, do that. Yeah. That's important. Sorry, I skipped over.
No,
that.
That's on me. So tributarine X and all butyric acids help regulate motility throughout the body. If you're already really slow and therefore you're tending towards constipation, we suggest you introduce tributarine X one every 3 days, and then you go to every other day, and then you go to one per day that way. Especially if you're on like enemas, or you're on like really high dose magnesium, vitamin C, sienna root, like some sort of laxative program, you're going to need to kind of feather it as you do it. What we find over and over again, you can read about it in our Facebook group, you know, not my experience, but other people like you, is that if you could get to one a day is where the benefit really starts to take off. And then one to two a day, typically around week, like 8 to 12, people will see like this sort of spontaneous gut remodeling where their gut just starts to eliminate, poop on a regular basis, on a more easy basis. And so you might actually be like, whoa, I got to cut back my magnesium, or wow, I got to get off this, bowel mover, 5,000, laxative thing, because it's actually causing loose stools at that point. And that's a really good thing. Because that means you're trending towards, a healthier body at that point.
Okay. And then, sorry about that, Tanya. Let's go to my pre and postbiotic question, and then we'll get to HCL. So what is a prebiotic? What is a postbiotic? Why do we need to investigate those?
So prebiotics, I like to define them as specialty food for specialty healthy bugs. So think of fiber as generalized food for all bugs. Prebiotics are specialty foods for specialty bugs. And then those specialty bugs are probiotics. They're the ones we want more of, your acromantias, your bifidobacterium, your lactobacilli, your short chain fatty acid producers. And then all of those bugs, when they eat the prebiotics or the fermentable matter, they have a poop. They have an output, a metabolic output. And that is what is now called postbiotics. And that's a catch-all term because, frankly, we can't even measure all the things that they're giving off, all the metabolites yet. But they give off all these chemicals, molecules, metabolites, basically, of which are called postbiotics. The most famous postbiotic, the one that you'll hear about on summits and podcasts and all over, you know, the feeds and everything, is going to be butyrate, which is what we were just talking about. But in the future, we're going to hear more about specialty, probably new novel compounds that are, you know, really important for health that, that some of these bugs give off.
Okay. So when you, who would need a prebiotic and a postbiotic?
So a postbiotic, you would want that if you're having any sort of digestive upset, if you're having leaky gut, you're having pain, you're having bloating, you're having IBS related issues, like your gut is just not working correctly, or you have a chronic disease that you're just not getting a handle on. So if you're having a health flare up, if you will, or you have a nagging health problem you can't get your hands on, and you think it's related to your gut, which, you know, I'm very biased, I believe they all are related to your gut, then you would want to potentially supplement with a postbiotic or butyric acid in order to try to heal any of that leakiness, any of that inflammation, and support it as much as you can while you figure out whatever else is going on, whatever root causes you have. In the meantime, if you're someone who is not eating a lot of vegetables or even a little bit of fruit and a lot of vegetables, you just cannot tolerate starches or pseudo grains, things like corn or even oats, things like this. So your total fermentable mass is low, then you're going to cause a version of microbiome dysbiosis. You're starving them. They need food. They need to eat. And so if you don't give them enough fermentable matter, they will go down. And so that's where bringing in a prebiotic is a really good idea, because you can basically specialty feed the strains you want in order to supplement while you figure out why you can't eat broccoli and kale and corn and oats and whatever else. So that's kind of how it works. You know, if you're able to eat a really diverse diet and you're very dedicated to your diet and you're not on the go all the time and you're able to like eat organically and things like this, then you might not need these things, right? Unless there's a specific output you want, like more muscle or better hair or something, there might be a prebiotic for that because there's probably a bug for that. But the majority of us are just trying to like figure out how to live in this very stressful world. We're trying to have a resilient gut, and despite travel and bugs and kids and remodels and things like this. And yeah. So for me personally, I take all three. I take a prebiotic, I take a probiotic, and I take a Tributor Next. So I take a postbiotic. And that's just because, look, I've had a, since birth, I've had issues. I didn't really get like a, I'm never going to have an Olympian gut. It's just not going to happen. And that's okay with me because I know how to work with it and, you know, keep it going really reasonably well, despite a very stressful life.
Yeah. Is the postbiotic, is that the Tributarin or is there something else?
No, it is Tributarin. So Tributarin X. Yep.
Okay. And which prebiotic, please? And do you have a product that covers these things?
We don't have a prebiotic product yet. Holoimmune is the other, that's a paraprobiotic. So that's dead probiotics. It has beta glucans in there, which is a mild prebiotic, but I switch them up. Like right now I'm playing around, I always take like a little bit of Sunfiver, but I'm playing around with polyphenols right now, some resistant starches, things like this. I don't know that there's like a, I hope to have a product for everybody this year. I've been playing with them for years. I think Sunfiber is a really generic, easy to handle prebiotic fiber that works well for even usually people with SIBO. And so that's the one is like my go-to. I think resistant starches and their fibers along with polyphenols, which are the brightly colored chemicals you see in like purple sweet potatoes or purple cabbage or grapes or oranges or kiwis. Those things and resistant starch, I think, are going to overtake the generalized flaxseed style fibers or sun fibers in the future. But just generally speaking, I don't get enough fiber in my diet. And so I just try to be always kind of contributing to that.
Can I take Tributarin also by opening it and mixing it in water?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
Absolutely not.
No.
Big time. So if you cannot swallow, the product that I would recommend is Sunbutyrate from Pure Encapsulation. So they have a liquid version. It's not the same technology. It's not the same ingredient that we have, but it's close. It's not necessarily a bad product. But if you open our capsules, it will smell like deep bile vomit, something like that. Like you will.
Don't do that.
You will not appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Last question on Tributarin X before we talk about HCL. Naveed, will this help with low short chain fatty acids, slow gut motility, gastroparesis, low C-cal pH, slow colon transit? Basically, I have these as well as gastroparesis and gastritis.
In a roundabout way, it's going to support all of those because butyric acid, again, everywhere you look, whether you're looking at mucus production, whether you're looking at tight junctions, whether you're looking at microbiome diversity, whether you're looking at oxygen concentration, pH of the gut, all these things butyric acid supports and makes it better. And so Tributarin X, in a way, will help with all of these. It's like the scaffolding. It's the underlying foundation of a resilient gut. So if you have that many gut issues, using a butyric acid product of any type is going to probably be helpful for the protocol. By itself, it's not going to fix those conditions together. That's a complicated gut. That's a tough case, in my opinion. And you're going to want to find a practitioner who's seen tough cases and can help you work through with various testing methods, as well as just trying different protocols. You know, whether you can tolerate HCL or you can't, whether apple cider vinegar helps or doesn't, whether bitters helps or they don't. And similarly with enzymes and maybe, you know, hormonally, what might be going on there.
Tanya, so as we switch to the HCL hydrochloric acid, I feel like HCL helps when taken away from food at night. Hope that's okay. So let's talk about HCL and when to take it and what it is in terms of helping our guts.
So HCL is hydrochloric acid, and you'll see it from our company and from like 1,000 other companies as betaine HCL. And it's just a powderized acid powder that essentially helps restore the pH of your stomach to a lower level. So in a healthy, happy stomach, you have a pretty low pH. Like your resting pH will be like a 2, 2.5, somewhere between a 2 and a 3. And then when you add food in, you're increasing the volume of solids and liquids. And so your body excretes more acid to keep the pH of that acid low. And then it drives it even lower down to like a 1.5 or so, which is part of the trigger that actually tells your body it's time to dump the food or the chyme at that point into the small intestine. And so HCL is absolutely critical for getting rid of LPS induced inflammation from your microbiome. There was a human study showing that people with a resting pH of a 4 or above, the worst people in the cohort had a 2,000 times increase in LPS in the small intestine. That is like, you're like unstoppably going to have inflammation. Like you will never figure out, you can take all the curcumin, all the prednisone you want, you'll still have inflammation if you're in that situation. And so not everybody has low stomach acid. Not everybody needs HCL support. But for those people who do, it can be like a light switch between what was yesterday and today and how you feel. And so that's why I've been a big proponent for, I guess, over like 12 years now for using it when it makes sense. The great thing is you can buy it from our company. You can buy it from any other company. You can just do a test in your own home. And if it works, wonderful. If it doesn't work, you get your money back and you're like, cool, I don't have that issue.
There you go. And can you use it with gastritis? Is HCL safe?
Typically not with gastritis, because that essentially is what that's saying is inflammation of the gastric lining. And so what that's suggesting is your mucosal membrane is broken down, your tissues are inflamed. You've got to figure that out. And in a way, the body's protective mechanism would be to downregulate acid in order to not like burn your tissue or inflame your tissue more. And so no, in that case, you would not take HCL. You would focus on your mucosal membranes. You would be focusing on, if there's an ulcer, fixing that ulcer, however you need to do it, checking for H. pylori, checking for low estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, these types of things.
Okay. All right. Can you take HCL on an empty stomach?
You can. You can take it like 10 to 15 minutes before a meal if you really like to like optimize to the nth degree and you like to play with fire. Sometimes I feel like I'm so run down. It actually happened to me. It happened to me last week. I did not have a healthy holiday season. I was definitely off the bandwagon. I was partaking in way too much wine, and we were just door dashing a lot. They were from healthy restaurants, but I was getting like the gluten-free mac and cheese and all that kind of stuff, and just overindulging. And I could literally feel my stomach acid getting worse. And so normally I take one HCL per meal, but I started taking two HCLs per meal as I was indulging too much. And then it was getting bad enough where I was like, man, you know, I think I need to take three. I took that third one and immediately had like 15, 20 minutes later, had the burning sensation, had to go get the baking soda out, take a little bit of baking soda, get rid of it. But it's just funny. I hadn't had that in like a couple of years. So it's a good reminder that, you know, definitely three is too much for me. And so the issue with taking it on an empty stomach is that you could have that burning sensation if you don't get food in there fast enough. Just be aware of that. Be ready to handle that, however you need to handle that. It's baking soda and water. And as far as the person who's taking it like later after meals, actually, if I have heartburn, I will take another capsule. It's pretty rare for me, but
okay, that's interesting.
Some folks, even like 45 minutes, hour and a half after a meal, if they have heartburn, and it was like, clearly they ate a giant steak, or a big, you know, half a chicken or something. You can sometimes fix that with another capsule of HCL.
That's interesting. And if you don't fix it and you have the heartburn, then do some baking soda water. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So Elle is saying she tried HCL for a month, didn't seem to work. Now I have daily heartburn after dinner and didn't before. So what would be your suggestion there?
I mean, we don't know anything yet. I would say you could try some apple cider vinegar if that helps or hurts. That tells you more. So if it hurts, then I would say you have gastritis and you need to work on your mucus layer, get a product to help, like DGL, some of those aloe vera, things like that can help heal the lining, the mucosal lining of the stomach. So I'd focus on that. If it helps you, then I think that's telling you that you have low stomach acid and for whatever reason, that product or that dosage was too much for you. And something like bitters or apple cider vinegar is better for your body.
Okay. Okay. Anything? Do you have the link to the LPS inflammation study? As my doc thinks it's a big issue for me. Cinda, have you gone to PubMed and just Googled that LPS inflammation study? Because PubMed is a beautiful thing to take to your doctors. And it's a beautiful clearinghouse for studies. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, if you post that in our either in your Facebook group and tag me or in my Facebook group and tag me, my team or I can dig it out. I have like 500 tabs open on my computer. Yeah. I have it open somewhere. I just don't know where it's at.
Any updates on the stock of HCL? It's been out of stock for a long time. Hi, Mary.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen the world events, but the shipping stuff around the world has not been easy to get our hands on herbs and things like that. So the herbs have finally landed. FedEx, I don't know. I think it might've been the holidays. FedEx lost the ingredients for a couple of weeks. And so I'm frustrated. I'm sure everybody else is frustrated. Sorry about that, but we have everything at the manufacturing plant. We're going through all of our new and improved testing procedures to make sure everything is top notch. And hopefully I don't even want to put a timeline on it, but if it's a 4 more weeks from now, and we still don't have it in stock, then you know why I won't be sleeping.
Okay. Linda, will there be a written transcript? No, but we will send you a copy of this recording and you can put it into Otter. It's an app where you can get a like free transcription service. Okay. Is it safe to buy on Amazon? It just depends on what you're buying. So
yeah, the brand. So people in the early days, like there are fakes on Amazon. So if you're price shopping for the cheapest, whatever, like the cheapest t-shirt or the cheapest supplement, go verify that brand has a website and that brand is like a real brand. off of Amazon. And if they are, it's probably a legit product. Everything's fine. But if they're not, they're just an Amazon brand, or they don't have a trustable website, then you're probably buying junk in a pill. And so there is a, you know, there's 50% of all supplements in the world are sold on Amazon now. So brands have to, we have to be on Amazon. Otherwise people steal our trademarks and they build the same bottle with the same label and they fake you guys out. So luckily Amazon has done a few things kind of nice. One of them being that they allow brands like us to register with them and say, hey, we're the only people that can sell this. Right. So we're not the only brand doing that. All respectable brands out there are doing their best to register their own trademarks, their own names and everything, and make sure that there's no counterfeit products out there. That's a lot less of an issue if you're buying from a known brand. But if you're buying like, ashwagandha straight up, or L-tyrosine or L-glutamine straight up, and you're just, you know, you're trying to get a tub for like $13 when everybody else is selling it for $20, I would be skeptical of that person, that vendor.
Julie's saying, no, I mean, that's all important, but I mean, healthy gut products versus from you directly. Well, are they $15 off with free shipping on Amazon? They are if you use our link. So
yeah, Amazon will always be more expensive than our website. And then with Siobhan's coupon and everything, you will not get a better price, but they are our products. Yes.
Okay, good. Let's see, if tests show low elastase, what enzyme should I do since I can't find elastase on its own available to buy?
Just try a high quality digestive enzyme for like 60 days and track your symptoms. And then you can redo that test. So you want it to have like all the pancreatic enzymes in it.
Can you speak to the difference between Holozyme and prescription Creon digestive enzyme?
It's exactly that. So prescription Creon, if you look it up, you guys can all be the same sleuth that I am. Go Google it. I think the last time I Googled it was a while ago. I think it's like 105,000 units of amylase, 105,000 units of pancreatase or protease, and 105,000 units of lipase. I might be off. My only point being is that those numbers are in the 100,000s. Holozyme's numbers are in the much lower than that. Our protease is somewhat similar. But we're not trying to be a Creon. Creon is a prescription medication. It is only pancreatic enzymes, so it's not brush border enzymes or microbiome enzymes. So some people do take Creon and Holozyme together. It just depends on like literally, you know, like what is happening in your body. Like if like there's legitimate conditions that need to be on Creon for the rest of their lives.
Right. Okay. Does that HCL test, can you talk about the HCL test? Because there are questions that we have about that versus apple cider vinegar challenge, how to do both correctly to ascertain whether over acid producing acid, under producing acid, or acid production is just right.
So the HCL challenge is you just take one pill, 500 milligrams of HCL or higher. Most reputable brands will have that plus pepsin. You take it with your meal, with your dinner meal, with a big meal, not just like a protein shake or something. And then you just track your symptoms. Are your bowel movements good? Are they worse? Are they better? Do you have less bloating? Do you have more energy? Did you sleep better? Did your energy go up? Like your mood go up? Like just track this stuff over the next few days. If immediately upon taking it, you have that burning sensation that I talked about having, you take a half a teaspoon of baking soda in water, like a little bit of water, chug it real fast. If that doesn't work, do it again. At that point, you will have equalize the amount of acid that you had taken and you'll be just fine. And again, what that suggests is either your acid levels are fine or you have gastritis. And so you could test that by doing like apple cider vinegar. If you get the same burning sensation, or if you go and get an endoscopy and they see ulcers and gastritis, then you have your answer. You need to heal your mucous membranes. For everybody else who gets help, and that'll be about 80% of people who buy the product will get help and need to continue dosing up. And you will go to two, you'll go to three the next day or two, and you'll find a dose where you feel better the next day. Like if meat feels like it's a brick in your body, it will go down. Like it'll like actually absorb. You'll actually feel the difference. Like the meat will move. It will break down. It'll go through your body. You'll feel more energy in the morning. You'll have less bloating. These are all good signs. And the majority of people will end up taking between like 2 and 6 per meal. I know that there are some folks, 10 to 20% of people who don't feel the burn, and they can get up to like 10, 12, 15 capsules. You're a weirdo. Me too. I was there way long time ago. That's not how my body is now, but a long time ago when I was at my sickest, one time I took like 16 because I was like, I got to find the burn. Well, I got diarrhea from that. And so do most people. At some point, it is too much acid. You will feel something. Most people will feel loose stools and diarrhea. There's a point of diminishing returns, usually around 10 capsules for most people. Even for myself, at that point in my time in my career, you know, just cowboying it all my own without any of the information that's on the web these days, I got up to 16, didn't feel the burn, had loose stools, and I just brought it back down to 8 because I felt like I kind of felt like a good vibe at 8. Like it just, I had less bloating. If I went above that, I got sick of swallowing all the capsules. And like in general, what I learned is I was missing enzymes. And so if you add in enzymes, typically you'll use less HCL as well.
Okay, we're going to start wrapping up. Stephen, what else do you want us to know as we go into this new year and we're doing an inventory, we're purging old supplements, we're getting the new ones that we, you know, are feeling really good about, we're reordering ones that we're like, oh yeah, this one worked. What else do you want us to know?
I mean, there's a lot of people who have a lot of like very specific questions in the chat. I mean, this has been an awesome Q&A. I wish we were at 2 hours or 3 hours because like we haven't seen a Q&A like this in a while. So people are engaged. They want better health in the new year. Your questions are very specific about very specific conditions. In general, even if you meet with the top functional or integrative doctors in the world, they're going to put you on these basic support foundational supplements. They're going to say, is your stomach working? Are your enzymes working? Is your gallbladder working? Do you have enough butyrate? Like these are going to be normal things to go through. You don't need to necessarily wait for them. If you continue to learn about your body, continue to test things, you know, talk to reputable companies like ours that can help you know if this is good or not good for you, if there's a risk factor there. I would just say that like, don't be afraid to try things. And if you get a painful result, then that's a really important diagnostic criteria that could help reveal something that's been stuck for, you know, years, maybe decades.
That fear is Stephen knows it. We get it. It's real there. You know, you're like, oh, this is really going to work and it doesn't, or you feel worse. I mean, that's what leads to paralysis and what I call SIBO panic. And it is about resilience and it is about like hanging in there and the patience and the love and compassion that you need to show yourself for at least I tried it, right? So, and to get out of all or none thinking, because that all or none thinking is this is either going to work and be my miracle cure or forget it, I'm doomed. It's not like that. You have to keep going. You have to keep trying things. You have to maybe go back to something that's calling your name. So please, please hang in there. There are answers. Stephen's providing so many great options for you. We're giving you that discount. You got free shipping in the USA. You have the support of that wonderful Facebook group. I mean, if you have SIBO, come to SIBO SOS and certainly hang out in Stephen's group too. You got two expert groups right there. But this is a great opportunity. And in this new year, it's just, you know, calendar motivation for us to like fresh start and reboot and re-energize and get re-motivated. March is the second one in the year where people are like, oh my gosh, I haven't done anything since January. And it's more of an internal motivation, like, oh, I better do it now. So I'd love to see you hit March with like full steam ahead and not even like have a hesitation because you're already winning this victory, which does mean resilience and hanging in there and getting out of the panic and getting into that calm compassion for yourself. So those are my words of wisdom for you today. And thank you, Stephen. That is great. We are very, very happy to have you as always. Last question, which is sort of a broad one. What are your takes on microbiome testing? I have my opinions about it. What do you think about it? Go.
It's fun. It's novel. It's interesting. It is not conclusive. If you have a big budget for health and exploration, I would love for you to do a test every week for 4 weeks and send me the results. What you should find is that it'll be drastically different based on the meals you're eating that week. If you kept your diet the same and you did that and it changed a lot, which could totally happen because your environment moved or something, or your stress moved, then, you know, I think that's what you'd expect. All the data so far suggests that our microbiome is changing very rapidly all the time. And the testing for microbiome is like, it's not like bloodletting level, but it's not far above that. Like, we're just not that good at it that yet. And we just don't have enough data to really make a lot of informed decisions. And so I think it's useful. I think it's interesting, but I would not base the majority of your treatment decisions upon it.
Okay. Sometimes I skip people and I just text message you. Ralph saying thanks very much from Germany. And any comment on COVID and constipation?
I mean, I don't think why it'd be any different than regular constipation. So okay, if you have, you know, vitamin C and magnesium on hand, or you have sun fiber or HCL, all the same things apply.
And how do I know what's better for my digestion between Holozyme versus a plant-derived enzyme such as Similase BV by Integrative Therapeutics? You gotta just try them. Go.
Yeah. I would just try them side by side, dose for dose. So, I mean, Similase has been around for a long time. It's not a bad product. It's not built for food intolerances like Holozyme's built, and it doesn't have the activation that Holozyme does. I think Similase is a combination of bromelain, papain, and then fungal products as well. So again, everybody's different and we're all in different phases of our lives. Holozyme doesn't work for everybody. Let's be 100% clear.
Yeah,
some totally. People refund it, and that's okay. That's part of what we do. What do we do is part of why I do these educational talks, is because I want you to know it's okay if it doesn't work for you. Get your money back. Go buy some Similes or whatever. Like, right. I'm not here to say that our products work for everybody every time. They don't. It's only about 97. We have about a 3% return rate. I just calculated it for end of year taxes.
Wow. That's very, very low.
Yeah. Because we push for refunds. I'm pushing you to try it and refund it. I don't know of any other company that's pushing for that.
Right. Okay. That's a big deal, guys. That's why we have Stephen here, because he's such a great dynamic educator, and also because I love his value system around his product line as well as the formulation. So with that being said, thank you, sir. Thank you everyone for being here. We love you. We appreciate you. We're going to send the replay out in the email. And if you're on Facebook in our SIBO SOS group where I've been streaming this, and you're not on our email list, go opt in at SIBO SOS and get the cookbook, or email us at info@SIBOSOS and we'll get it to you. Thanks to my crew and to Clarissa behind the scenes. And thanks to all of you for being here. And we will see you next time. Be sure to open your emails, because we have a lot in store for you in terms of free education and special premium things coming down the road in 2024. Okay. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks, everybody. There we go.